All right, Matt, today I know we want to talk a lot about content. We're both getting into producing a ton of crazy content. I have an insane studio tour I can give you. I stayed up till 1 a.m. last night getting all of my equipment figured out.
Which is about 5 hours past your bedtime usually, right?
Which is probably 6 hours past my bedtime, if I'm being 100% honest. And I saw you were doing some stuff. So what were you working on last night?
I was doing content last night, so I had written down a bunch of ideas, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago about stuff I want to talk about. And last night I just opened up a spreadsheet of all my stuff, read through it, hit record on OBS, and just recorded myself a bunch of content. So I don't want to post it all yet because I want to make sure it gets distributed in the most maximum way possible to all platforms and re-edited into different clips with B-roll and not B-roll and different hooks and not different hooks. And so I still need to find an editor, which is something you know a little bit about. Sounds like you found somebody to edit your videos. So I'm excited to hear about what your system is because maybe I want to use the same editor, dude.
I think it's huge. One thing I'll say for people starting creating content or podcasts in general is don't feel like you have to have a video editor and the fanciest equipment when you start. All this stuff helps, but my first podcast that has 3 million listens literally started with a $40 Fifine microphone off of Amazon that I would take the audio. It sounded like it was recorded in a can. I take the audio, run it through Adobe Audio Enhancer to make it sound better. I'd use ChatGPT to help me come up with the scripts for everything. It was super, super basic. And it grew organically. And then I invested, of course, in more equipment and making everything more high quality. And I think that making everything high quality definitely does a ton for your brand. It does a ton for people having trust in you. So I think there's a lot of benefits to it. But at the same time, I don't know, anyone that gets scared away from it because they think they need the high quality equipment, I say just get started with whatever you have and level up as you go. I don't know. That's my one spiel I feel like I give everyone these days. And so on that note, with that disclaimer, I'll give you a tour of my podcast studio that I've now built out. I'm currently sitting at what I call Mega Desk. So Mega Desk is, let's see if I can give you the tour with my camera. So
Just why is your camera zoomed so far into your face?
because it's on
It feels
it's on
like
a
it's like a
crazy gimbal.
10x zoom.
So this is my Rodecaster Pro 2, which plugs into my ATEM Mini Pro. This thing allows me to camera switch. So I've got a bunch of different cameras and I can switch between them on this. Then I have a monitor here that has everything going on. Sorry, I don't have a lot of zoom functionality. So I mean, that's mostly what I can show you.
We've got like
But
it's
anyways,
a macro zoomed in view.
yeah, I got the macro zoomed in view today. But anyways, so that's like the setup I have, and all of this is right in front of my studio, which we got the pod mics, we got more pod mics, everything's macro zoomed in. Sorry, this is the zoomed in lens. So I have three cameras, so one on each guest zoomed in like this, although they're sitting a lot farther away than I'm sitting now, and then I have one that's like a full frame of the whole room pretty much. So you can switch between them. So the cool thing with the ATEM Mini Pro that I showed you that you can do is essentially I'll have someone live on every podcast that I'm doing, sitting behind the desk listening to the audio, making sure all the sound levels are good. And depending on who's talking, he's manually switching the cameras. Because he does that, by the time the whole session's over and he hits end record on it or whatever, the whole thing's already edited. No need to post anything. You grab that file, instantly send it to a client if there's a client, or if it's me, just instantly upload it. So it's like you can go from interview to upload in 5 minutes, however long it takes to upload on your internet.
That's cool. Have you hired someone to sit in the studio? It's that guy, right?
So I got someone starting today. So yeah, we'll see.
So are you just training
Gotta.
him today, or do you guys have like a podcast you're going to shoot, like your own or
I'll
something?
probably have him shoot a bunch of podcasts of me and have him start editing them all today. And I don't know, they'll be somewhat freestyle podcasts. Everything will get better quality, but we really have to figure out the equipment. Dude, the equipment, I went to Walmart at 10 p.m. last night to get an Ethernet cable because I guess you connect the A10 Mini Pro to a computer with an Ethernet cable, which I was just, I don't know, seemed like so weird to me that it's not USB-C or something. Anyways, got it all figured out at like 10 o'clock last night. And yeah, it's been a wild ride. I've been sleeping over at this studio for the last 2 days straight.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like 45 minutes from my house.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that far. So you have this guy who can do video editing and be in the podcast for you. Is this the only video editor you hired, or do you have another guy?
Well, technically I have another Filipino that helps with like podcasts that like, cause a lot of these podcasts recorded through Riverside, they're pretty easy. Like Riverside takes care of, you know, who's talking and all that kind of stuff. So for that, I'm still doing that. I will say sometimes, yeah. So yeah,
he's like, helping with that. He's like, so this is like your main guy. Like, he's not like your podcast editing guy.
He's going to be my daily like YouTube stuff. Videos and my shorts. Yeah.
So he's going to do, by the way, in your shorts, are you going to do like B-roll, catchy hooks, zoom ins?
Yeah. Yeah. All of that stuff. So yeah, the goal is like, I mean, it's still talking head videos and I'm talking about the news. And also you don't want to over edit this stuff because a lot of times like something crazy happens. You want to be talking about it like 10 minutes later and get the video uploaded like within a couple hours versus like edit a super polished video and put it out in like a month or a week. It's like you don't have time. You got to do it like every day you record it and edit it. So that's with the news, the only challenge.
Yeah, even like with the stuff that I shot last night, I almost felt like it was too pro. Like I'm used to using this mic, which isn't anything crazy. But then like my video is super, like the lighting's super good. And then my background's super nice and blurred. And I'm like, I almost feel like I wonder if it's too polished. And I wonder if I should be adding like B-roll and captions and zoom ins and like cuts and get the background stuff out. Or people just prefer like it to feel like I just set up a phone or something and then just talk to it. You know what I mean? Like I think they like
all the editing. I think the editing's nice. We all have ADHD and like, you know, TikTok killed our attention span. So I think they're going to appreciate like if you edit B-roll and cool stuff in there. But that being said, like, no, I don't think it's going to be like detrimental to have it look professional. Also, I'm sure you're going to do a ton of different kinds of content. So that's not going to be like your only content you do. Like, you know, your background right now is just wherever you're sitting.
Yeah. Dude, this background is, it's upstairs in a coffee shop, but this coffee shop is like a house, like an old, it's like built when people moved to Seattle or Western Washington, where I'm at. I'm in Spokane right now. You're in Arizona. So yeah, just kind of a funny building that I'm in.
Oh, that's funny. Really cool. That's an awesome spot in that coffee shop. It sounds super quiet.
Yeah, everyone's downstairs and it's actually a pretty bad coffee shop for working at. But upstairs, I don't even think I'm supposed to be here. So
someone's going to walk out of their bedroom behind you.
Rent. Yeah, there are offices. I guess I could rent one. Maybe I should.
That's fun.
But no, it's,
that's awesome. Nice. Talk to me about your, like, I know you go to coffee shops to work. What's your motivation for it? Versus like working at your home office.
Yeah, the motivation is to not feel lonely, which is something I actually like did a little clip of me talking about yesterday. It's like there are moments when isolation I feel like is really good for you. It's like good to sit down and to flow and to like write down your goals and decide what's important in your life and like go after that stuff alone. Like whether you're walking or journaling or like just doing work by yourself. But I also find that if you're by yourself all the time, it's not good. So being around people, being at a coffee shop is kind of a placebo though. It's kind of like, oh, I'm being social. Like maybe you're not really being social. You're also not super intentional about like the people that you're around. And so maybe that's not good, but there's something to be said about just being in the village, you know, the village,
totally.
Being in the total like, community. So that's kind of like the bird I try to kill with the stone, but I haven't decided if it's like productive or a good use of my time. I definitely lose a lot of money buying expensive, stupid drinks. So
that's funny. But I mean, yeah, I guess if it solves something for you and if it gets you in front of people and it's like useful, I don't know. I mean, there's something to be said. I feel like even for me, like getting out of my house, sometimes my home office and spreading out, maybe it'll spark some sort of idea or creativity. I don't know. But in any case, if you enjoyed the podcast episode today, make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.